Today is Wednesday, June 23rd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So those of you who've listened to my show for a while, you know that I am a little concerned with my looks, just a little. And I've, over the past few years, I've started saying more and more, oh, I'm a dad. Oh, I have a dad bod. Oh, I'm getting old, you know. And I think it's more I'm saying all that to cover up the fact that I really still wish I looked like some young Abercrombie model or something, you know. And I've never, even when I looked closer to some Abercrombie model, you know, I had body dysmorphia back then. And face dysmorphia and everything else. So I don't know how other people view me. But my assumption is, you know, basically. So I was listening to a podcast today, and it's a video podcast. So they talk, you know, they show stuff on their video. And they were talking about a website called How Normal Am I? And it was some, I guess it was an art project, or I'm not really sure, but it's a European website. You can go to hownormalami.eu. hownormalami.eu. And you go there and you have to click that you accept the terms, but they do not use any of your data, or at least that's what they say. I trust this podcast. It's a tech podcast. So I trust that they're not giving out links to some hacker site or something. And it analyzes your face. So you have to give it permission to use your camera. I know Baron Frosty will not do this. But it uses machine learning and artificial intelligence. Basically machine learning, because it's they've taken data from all over the internet, and I'm assuming they've taken a lot of photos of people, and they're using different algorithms. So there's one for how attractive you are. And this is the one that I was so depressed because I kept trying and I didn't have a hat on. And the lighting's really abrupt in here right now because I'm in front of a window, but I was trying my best to have good lighting. And I couldn't get over like a 5.1 out of 10. And I know that's average, but it said the normal range is from 5.7 to 7.7. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm a 5.1. I'm uglier than most of the people. And this is just some algorithm, right? And I kept doing it over and over and over and reloading it. And the other thing is, people have always told me that I looked, well, a lot I have gotten, I look younger than my, you know, even if it's just by a few years. And my mom, for instance, my mom is 71, and she probably could pass for early 60s, if not younger. She just doesn't look her age. And I've always thought that I was, you know, following along those same tracks where, you know, maybe not quite as much as my mom. Maybe the youth gene in the women in my mom's family is stronger than the men, because the men tend to have high testosterone, lose their hair, and, you know, get hairy all over the place. And I shouldn't even care about these things, but, you know, it is what it is. We all struggle with things in our life. And so I'm sitting here making faces at the webcam, switching cameras, comparing the professional camera versus the webcam, what score I could get. I finally got a 7, I think, maybe a 6, but I had to, you know, and I even tried with hat on, with hat off, all this kind of. And now it's like, well, I don't know which one to believe because I got it, you know, and it's so ignorant. But if you're interested, and it also, my age, it only, the lowest I could get it to predict me on age was 38, and I'm 42. And for the most part, it thought I looked around 41. So I guess I look my age. I guess I was just you know, all those people that have said, oh my gosh, you look younger than you are. I would have never guessed you were 42 or whatever. I guess they were all lying. Or this computer algorithm is stupid. I'm not really sure. But there's something. Go to hownormalami.eu. You can look at it and you can all tell me what your scores were. I would love to know. So anyway, I did remember what I did on the weekend, but it was nothing. Saturday I had to mow the lawn. We went and got breakfast. We got brunch at a place called The Buttered Biscuit. Don't go there. It's horrible. And you won't, because it's a local chain. I don't think they've gone national. I think they're just in my area, but they do have three or four locations. The service was horrible. And we've been there three times, and every time we've had, we always think, oh, next time we go, they're going to have bad or good service. Nope. They did not. And then after that, we came back home and rested a little bit. We were both tired because I stayed up late recording Mix Minus, and then I got up super early to mow because I wanted to do it before it got too hot. And it's been really hot recently. And we watched MasterChef, and I think we both fell asleep at one point. But anyway, we had a birthday party, and the friends are starting to invite people over again now that everyone's vaccinated. Although, I don't know, neither Mark nor I registered having antibodies on our tests, so I don't know what that means. But so we went to a party, a Filipino party, and, you know, it was good to see everyone. Those are always not as much fun for me because I don't speak Tagalog, and they all like to speak Tagalog when they get together. And so, you know, I like seeing them and everything, but, you know, I spend 75% of the time not quite sure what they're saying. They're probably all saying, oh my God, Adam looks so old and he's so average looking. And anyway, so we did that, and then we still had to walk. So we had not walked, but the party started at 4:30. So we were able to leave about 7:30. And it was a children's birthday party. So it was like a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old. So the parents ate. Obviously, Mark and I are not parents, but or obvious to all of you who know me, we have a dog. But anyway, so we went and walked afterwards, and then that was about it. I had decided that I was cooking that fabulous panna cotta for my stepfather's Father's Day lunch. I started off, I told you guys I was thinking about doing a cherry cobbler. I believe I said it on here. I said it on one of my 5 podcasts. But I decided, you know what, all this panna cotta they've been making on MasterChef, I've never made a panna cotta, I want to do that. So I needed to make it the night before, though, because it has to set up, and it takes 3 or 4 hours to set up. So I made that in the evening after we got home from the party, and then I made the cherry sauce and the candied walnuts Sunday morning. And we had lunch with my parents, and we played Monopoly Deal, which is a Monopoly card game. And it's a lot of fun. If you like games, and maybe you're hesitant about playing Monopoly because it takes way too long. I mean, I personally love Monopoly. I will play for 5 or 6 hours until I have drawn the blood from every other player. All the money. I will not let people quit. You cannot quit when you play Monopoly with me. The game is not over until every single person is bankrupt, except one. That's just the way it is. But anyway, a lot of people don't like the amount of time that Monopoly takes. And so this card game is a lot faster. But it's got a similar concept where you're trying to collect properties. And that was a lot of fun. My stepdad won. And, you know, we just let him win for Father's Day. You know, that's what you're supposed to do. And then after they left, Mark and I just kind of relaxed because we had done our grocery shopping and all of that already. And so, all, you know, everything was done. But so this week has been pretty busy at work. I'm trying to, I did a survey that I'm trying to get it, because, you know, being a product manager, you're supposed to know, like, what your customers want And we have a huge company, and I'm on a platform team, so we're providing tools for the entire developer community of Walmart. And so I did a survey, but now I'm trying to figure out how to crunch the data and all that. And I know that's all boring, but how to create pretty graphs that the managers will understand. 75% of respondents said we suck. Anyway, so I've been doing that at work. And then other than just thinking I had a haircut today. So I worked today. Instead of driving, which is good that I found out in time yesterday, or I would have been driving for nothing today, but I do have a haircut tomorrow. And so I'll be getting up at, I think, 4:30 in the morning, because I've got it's a super early haircut. It's like 11 a.m. and it takes me 5.5 hours to get there. So I've got to leave here by no later than 5:30, but that will probably be cutting it too close. So I really need to leave it between 5 and 5:15 to give myself time for pee breaks and stuff like that. But I'll be home fairly early, so I should be able to record an episode and everything. The other thing that I did is I have now done the final pass of Pride 48 podcast registrants for the event. And Daniel and I are going to go over that tonight, and we have State of the Station Friday night, so you should all join at 9:30 Eastern, and we're going to announce the schedule for the July 23rd through 25th event. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.